Parshas Rechukoisai, Beis Tfila, Tofshin Ein Hei. Our second shir, where B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're going to tackle a very, very important topic that basically relates to every day of our life. It's the ratio between Bitochen, trusting Hashem, and Ishtadlus, putting our effort in. What's the connection to this week's parasha? There's a famous Ramban in Perekhov Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and says the Ramban that when Klal Yisrael, when they are Shleimim, there's no nature by them, and they will not need to go to a doctor. Since in Parashas Mishpatim, Hashem says, I'm your doctor, I'll look after you. And that's how the tzaddikim, in the time of the Nevuah, when they did a sin and they became ill, because they did a sin, they wouldn't go to the doctors. They go to the Nevi'im, they go to the Navi and say, what's wrong? I have something wrong with me. Oh, I've done a sin. The Navi will tell them, the remedy is you have to fix up such and such a trait. Says the Ramban, O ma'chelek l'roifim bebeis oisei rotzayin Hashem. What would a doctor do in the house of oisei rotzayin Hashem? What's the shaykhus to a doctor? As the Gemara says in Brachas Nesamach Amud Aleph, she'en darkom shepnei odom berfuais. A person wouldn't need a reife. Era shenagu. Just they were noyig that way. If they wouldn't practice refuah, then a person would become ill based on his sin. But aval heim noagu berfuais v'Hashem enicham lemikre ativim. They practiced. That's what they did. No, Hashem put them there. And when it said the pasuk says, "V'rapa yirapa," mikan shenosno reshus la roife le rapais. We darshan that the roife has a permission to heal. It's only on the roife, but not for the choile. The choile, why did you go to the doctor? V'ulo me'adas Hashem shechilkom b'chayim. A person going to the doctor, you're not from Adas Hashem. But kach noagu. No, if the sick man comes to the doctors, no, so they have a shoes to write for him. But why is the sick man going to the doctor? The Ramban proves in the story of Asa. Asa is criticized. He went to the doctor, not to Hashem, when he was ill in Divrei Yomim. Says Ramban, why are you telling me he didn't turn to the Hashem, only to the doctor? Why are you talking about the doctor? Even to someone eating on Pesach, and you're saying, he didn't eat matzah, he ate chometz. If a guy is eating chometz on Pesach, you wouldn't talk about the matzah. If the problem is he didn't turn to Hashem, why do you mention he turned to the doctor, but he didn't turn to Hashem? Why are you speaking about the doctor? If the doctor's mutter, so why tell me he turned to the doctors and not to Hashem? Just say he didn't turn to Hashem. You see, the very fact he went to the doctor is you're being criticized. En achinami, we find in the Torah that when people are fighting, ki notzu anoshim, you have to pay for a refuah, because we're not semich on the nes. Ava birtzois Hashem darkei ish, einoi esek bar roifim. But really, a person, we don't have esek roifim, we do not have to turn to a doctor. Who argues with the Rambam? With the Ramban. Let the cat out of the bag. The Rambam, of course. But who sides with the Ramban? Rashi. The Gemara in Psachim. Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Please.
Ramban is saying that even if you do not have Bitachon Hashem, the Rofe doesn't have any power, or that you need to go to the Rofe. If someone does not have Bitachon, do you go to a Rofe?
No. It's not Osir, but for Osir Ratzon Hashem wouldn't go to a Rofe. We'll see. B'zad Hashem, we're going to clarify.
At the end of the day, does Rofe actually do anything?
So, B'zad Hashem, we'll see. B'zad Hashem, Siyat Dishmaya. Rambam Psachim, Mimvav Amud Aleph, talks about Chizkiah Melech. He did six things. Some of them Chachamim agreed to, some of them not. Says the Gemara, Gona Sefer Refuos. There was a Sefer Refuos of remedies, and he hid it away. V'hoidu lo'i Chachamim. Chachamim acknowledged that it's a great thing what you did. Why did he hide the Sefer Refuos? Says Rashi, Deshivakshu Rachamim. What, you're ill? And you get healed? You're not going to daven to Hashem? So he hid, and he was going there as a Sefer Refuos. Deshivakshu Rachamim. That's what Rashi says. The Rambam, in the Perush HaMishnayos on the spot, discusses this brisa. It's not even a Mishnah, it's a brisa. He says, you know what the Sefer Refuos was? He says, either it was Refuos HaAsurois, some type of Avodah Zorah type of item. It was a Refuos that was also to use a Pitoira. Or, sorry? I don't know. I'm not aware of that. It was either refuah that was usur, or it was powerful medicines that people started to misuse. If you want to bump your opponent off, so you'd open a sefer refuah, see these powerful medicines meant for the cure of a certain person, and you'd poison your rival, the guy who parked in your parking place. So it was being misused. So therefore, he was going as it. Says the Rambam, why am I going to great length to explain? It's even a brisa. Why am I bothering to explain to you? Because I heard a pshat hefsed min hashigyonos. I can't understand. I heard a pshat that people are saying, Rashi, that people are saying that it was refuah, people being healed, and therefore it weren't davening, and he, that's why he hid it away. Says Rambam, I can't believe that people are saying such an ivelet and blaming Chizkiyo for such a ivelet. What? You have a person you could cure, you wouldn't give him the cure, so you should daven? Says the Rambam, if a starving person comes your way, and you know that if you give him to eat, he will live, he won't starve, would you not give him to eat so he should daven? By giving him to eat, he won't daven, he won't thank Hashem. What's the difference? If you have a sick person you could cure, or a person hungry that you could feed, it says the Rambam, it's an iveles, datama kalvam shubeshes, hoy shaitim. Very, very strong terms. Very strong terms. The Rambam completely throws this trap away. Chas v'shalom, if you can cure someone, you must cure him. Just the reason, it was a different reason why it was Niknas. But we see a stira between the Rambam, apparent stira. The answer would be simple, but between the Rambam and the Ramban is saying, no need for a fua. Rashi is also saying, no, let them daven. Don't give them a fua, let them daven. And the Rambam is saying, Mapi, you have a choiv gomu, you must give them the refuah, don't hide it from them. It's like a hungry person that you must feed. Else is Soisa the Ramban. Our Ramban says you don't need to bother with refuah. You know Soisa the Ramban, give you one guess. The Ramban himself. In Shulchan Aruch Yodea, Simen Shin Lamed Vav Sif Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Bikur Chaylim, Nitnu Rishus L'Roifa L'Rapois U Mitzvahi U B'chal Pikuach Nefeshi V'Imonei Atzmoi. If you have a doctor who will prevent himself from curing, Harry is a shofech domim. He's a murderer. If a person could cure someone, he's a rofe. He could operate and he doesn't come, he bothered. He's a shofech domim. And what's the source of the Shulchan Aruch? From the Sefer told us Adam, Torah Adam. Who wrote Torah Adam? The Ramban himself. And says over there, Bias Yosef quotes him, Hazoriz b'choch mazu aiz meshubach. Whoever knows how to refer to meshubach, vanish al megune, vashoyel shayfech domim. If you even come to ask, can I be mechal Shabbos for this? You're shayfech domim. You've got to do it straight away. So we're seeing in the Ramban himself. So you have to be merapi. You have to do refuah. Why? Why should I have to do it? Hashem. Why should Rafa be involved? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cure him. The Ramban himself is Sosa himself. So we've seen.
Isn't that this one is the focus is on the doctor, is not on the sick person?
Just as Rishus, but really the Rafa doesn't need to be involved. You don't need the Rafa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the last opinion we have is the Sefer Chovas HaLevavos. In Sefer Chovas HaLevavos, he says, in Shaar Bitochin, there's a chover to be mishtadel. You have to do ishtadlus. But ishtadlus doesn't help. It doesn't do anything ishtadlus. It's all from Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have to do ishtadlus. Says the Chovas HaLevavos, Bali HaMelocha Vaschirus Mitzuvin L'chazer Al Teref Behem. Ima Bitachon BeElokim. Trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they are obligated to go and make business. V'al Yachshov Ka'asiba Toileu O Tazikeu Mu'uma. Don't think that your trade is help the item you advertise. You don't think the advertisement is going to bring you success or make you lose. No. You do ishtadlus. You must do ishtadlus, and Kosh Bog will help. So we've seen a whole range. We have the Ramban that says you don't do ishtadlus for refuah, which means everything else as well. This is a major concept. A Kosh Bog runs the world. Does he need us? Do we have to help him? Needs us. If that's what he wants, it will happen. Do we have to be involved? We've seen Ramban says, you don't need a Rafa. The Ramban himself says, you do need a Rafa. The Rafa must heal. Ramam says, you need Rafua. The Rashi says, no, let him daven. Chovas HaLevavos, there's a Chovas Ishtadlus. This stira is picked up by Bissol Salanter. Bissol Salanter, he has a sefer called Evan Yisrael. He brings the Chovas HaLevavos versus the Ramban. And he says the following. Number one, even according to the Chovas HaLevavos, you mustn't do too much ishtadlus. Can't add to the ishtadlus. If you're doing too much ishtadlus, it's a chisor in bitochen. According to Ramban, you don't go to the Reifa, so you won't do any ishtadlus. It goes together. If you don't go to the Reifa, you don't do ishtadlus for parnos either. What's the resolution? Says Rabbi Sol Salanter, the resolution is Machlokes Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel, the famous Gemara in Brachas Lamatayim with base. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Shmuel says, Hanheg ben Minag Derech Eretz. You have to plow the land, you have to harvest the land, you have to do Derech Eretz. Do what needs to be done. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, no, when are you going to have time to learn? Nothing, do anything, Hashem will help you. And therefore, says Rabbi Saul, there's dargas. There's no machlekas over here. There's no one arguing with each other. The Ramban's not arguing with the Ramban. The Ramban's not arguing with the Ramban. The Ramban's not arguing with himself. There's no machlekas whatsoever. There's different levels. There's a level of Rabbi Shmuel. And for a level of Rabbi Shmuel, you have to have derech eretz. You have to do ishtadlus. That's the chayvus al vavis. A bit. And you have the level of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. For him, that's a level. You can enter a cave, do nothing, and a hollow tree, a character will grow, a spring will be there, and then you don't have to do any status. That's a higher level. That's what Ramban is speaking about. For that level, you don't have to go to a Reife. For regular people, you're a Shefech Domi if you don't. So that's how the Choyva Salvov is. That's how Rabbi Saul answers, yes?
If
depends what level you are.
Right.
If you're on the level of Rabbi Shmuel, he says, Eilu Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. If you're the level of Rabbi Shmuel, so you have to. That's the Chovos Avovos. We're mitzuvim to do each status. If you're the high level of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, so you don't have to.
And if you're in the middle, it's like an onish almost.
Oh, we're getting. We're getting onish. We're getting there.
If you're in the middle,
that needs we're giving the principles. To evaluate every case itself is ready. Right. Okay. Oh, okay. Very good. So we're gonna learn the regular way, the normal, the more accepted way. Then we're gonna find. Then we'll check ourselves out and see where we're holding, and then we're gonna find there's another revolutionary approach to Shadlis. So we're gonna take on now the Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler Michta Midyahu Chelek Aleph. You know that Adam HaRishon b'fnei Chet, what was he doing? What's the archway, the classical way? Adam HaRishon b'fnei Chet, the Gemara says he was in Gan Eden. What was he doing in Gan Eden? Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. Adam HaRishon meisev v'Gan Eden v'malachi ha'shores v'feilim noi basar. They were turning on a spit meat v'masanin olo yayin. He's getting wine and basar, major barbecue, gewaldig, in the Gan Eden. What could be better? Wine, Gan Eden wine, and Gan Eden basar. Is that all done by the Malachi Asharis? Yalkut Shimoni says in the pasuk, "V'ani cheu beGan Eden lo avdo v'lo shomra." He was told lo avdo v'lo shomra. What does that mean? Ask the Yalkut. What? We need Adam Rishon to make the trees grow. Avda, they grow by themselves. We need them to irrigate the Gan Eden. He said, what do you mean? V'alo nahar yotze mi Eden, hashkei sisa gan. It's all done by itself. What does it mean? Avda lo shamra, lo avda la'asoy b'divrei Torah v'lishma mitzvah seil. It means he's involved in the spiritual world, in the Torah mitzvahs. That's what we need. That's all Adam Rishon before the Chet. Adam Rishon achar Chet, b'zeya sapecho toichal lechem. It's a klala. Says the Mesillas Yesharim in Perek of Aleph, really a person could do nothing, he'll get what's nigzar on him. There's a gzera. It's all been decided how much you're going to get. You could do nothing, it will arrive. Gzera Shomayim. There's a knas. There's a knas lekol bnei Adam. Harei kamas sheporeya kol amino noishi. Mankind must pay the knas that you have to do ishtadlus. Ach lo yishtadlus u'amoyo. It's not beneficial and u'muchrach. It's something you have to do. It doesn't do anything because it comes from gzeirah shamayim. But you muchrach to do it. That's what you have to do. Once what? Sorry, Perek Chof Aleph. Kevan shishtadl hayotze deichoy vasoi. You did your obligation. It's mamash a knas. You do your knas here, the bracha will come. Once you did a bit, Misham v'ala eina ele l'ptoch b'koinai. A bit's enough. You did your bit. Now the rest just ran HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's a svara? A klala? Why do you want to do more klala? So you said Rav Eza, right? If it's a klala, then as little as possible. What's the minimum amount you could do? He brings up Zundum Salant. Abzundum Salant said, which I think is a different word, he says, why do we do Ishtadlis? So we shouldn't see the Nais Golui. We have to hide the Nais. A person doesn't want to see the Nais, he should be able to deny it.
It's natural. What's the Nais?
No, the Shefa, the Bracha Shemaim is all Nais. So we have to do Ishtadlis that hides the Nais. Says Abzundum Salant, my Ishtadlis is, I buy a lottery ticket. And therefore, if I win, so if I get rich, so everyone will be toiler, will assume the money came from the lottery tickets. That's my status. I've hidden the Nais. That's for me, that's enough. I don't do it. Okay, now. What's the danger of doing too much status? What's wrong with that? Says the Michta Melio, look, most people are involved with the status b'kol yicholton. They're doing all they can. Uma'ayinim, uma'dakdikim, uma'amikim. If their friends opening a business, they'll fight their friends as much as possible. They do all the shtar that's possible. What's wrong with that? You're coming to kfira. Why are you doing all the shtar? Because you understand that you're running the world. You control your life. There's kfira involved. You don't recognize it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact you're doing all possible means that you think you're running the world. And therefore, that's the second of... Huh?
If there's a Xera and a Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's already determined in the very beginning what is the Nais that you have to hide. You want to highlight to the world that a Kaddish Baruch Hu...
Has the Shefa come? It's a Nais. It's unnatural.
That's the word. What's behind the word? I mean, what do you mean it's a Nais? So, you want... This is a natural function of the world.
It's all Nais. It's all
provides. You want the world... To Mishaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why would you want to hide that? Why would you call it a Nais?
We always hide Nisim.
I'm sorry?
The Torah always hides Nisim. The Ramban says a few times. That you're coming, you, like a Shefa Shamayim is coming your way?
That's a Nais?
Yeah.
Help is a Nais.
Well, Nos is a Nais. Anything is a Nais. Your breathing is a Nais. I mean, you can say everything is a Nais.
It is.
Sorry.
Let's see, Bezal Hashem. We'll see, Bezal Hashem. So, now, says Rav Dessler, people say back, what do you mean? I'm doing a mitzvah of Sheshes Yomim Tavoit. Mitzvah. I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm a founder of my family. Says Rav Dessler back, number one, you see from the Mitzvah Shorim, it's not a mitzvah, it's a knas, not a mitzvah. Number two, you don't find me in a mitzvah, you don't find such a mitzvah of Sheshes Yomim Tavoit. Number three, you're feeding your family. That's true. That's a mitzvah. The money you have, you feed your family. But what you're doing extra shtadlis, that's not bringing money for your family. And he said, you know what? Check yourself out. Evaluate if it's the Shem Shamayim. Does it happen when in the middle of your work, you have a machshava ruchnis? Or in the middle of your davening, you have a machshava about your work? That's how you evaluate yourself. If you read a Shem Shamayim, in the middle of the trade, in the business, and you're buying stock, buying, selling, sure, you're thinking about Tosfos. It'll hit you. Because you're involved in a big mitzvah. But if in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're thinking about your stocks, as a wise man once said, that after my Shemoneh Esrei, my whole day is organized. When I finish my Shemoneh Esrei, I know exactly what I have to do the whole day. Where I have to phone, which emails I have to respond to, v'chule. Then it's a riot that it's not such a mitzvah. So this is the danger in doing too much Ishtadlis.
But that hides the Nais even more. So
subconsciously we're kofer that we think we're running it, we're doing it. So we want to do more. That's the danger of doing too much Ishtadlis. What's the danger in doing too little Ishtadlis? There's a danger in doing too little Ishtadlis. Why? Because says Rav Dessler, it's very nice to be excited. I'm going to buy a lottery ticket. I'm shutting down my business. All my clients, I'm saying no more. I'm going to sit at home and buy a lottery ticket. Mm-hmm. It's very dangerous. Why? Because very nice if you'll win. But if you don't, Hashem, there's no guarantee. Hashem gives people trials. What's going to happen if you're shut down, you buy the lottery ticket and you won't win? What may happen is that your excitement, your spiritual excitement will die down, and when things go really bad, you'll feel an idiot, a fool, and you come to Harota, you'll be toya, I was silly what I did. You can't be toya at a Rishonis, and that's very bad. That's a chet. Therefore, says of Dessa, the status you do is enough that even if things don't work out, you won't regret what you did. That's why every person himself. For one person, for Abzundum Salant, he'd buy a lottery ticket, do 5% ishtadlus, and whatever happens, happens. Even if he doesn't win, he was that darug of having a betochen, wouldn't have any regret, because that was his ishtadlus. For another person, it's doing 90% ishtadlus. The other 10%, they could take. Even if it doesn't work out, he won't regret what he did. So I felt I did the right thing. The extra 10%, that was Zeres Shamayim.
In Sanhedrin it says that Pasaleidus, that a person has a chiyuv, not to be Pasaleidus, to build up the world. That sounds like Ishtaris. It's like you have a chiyuv to do Ishtaris. There are certain kinds of Ishtaris you shouldn't do, but there's a chiyuv to do Ishtaris. How can Rosh Hashanah do 5%?
I don't think that's referring to a person who's doing Ruchnius. It means that guy is a batlan who doesn't care about people. No, we're talking a person who's doing his ruchnias, he's davening, he's whatever. He's not involved in business, in making money. Another interesting point, says Rav Dessa, where is the place that we mustn't have bitochen? Where is the field you have to be without bitochen? You have to do what a person who doesn't have bitochen would do. Huh?
For others,
great. Says Rav Dessler, for other people, no bitoch. For other people, when a person comes to you for advice, you know, I need help, my business advice, you can't say, oh, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What am I? A koifer. What do you think? You can do anything? Don't do anything. Hashem will help you. What do you mean? It's all an exam. Rosh Hashanah. No. When it comes to other people, you have to act exactly what the person who doesn't have bitochen would do. All this status. Why? Because that's very chesed. For ourselves, we have bitochen. For other people, it's chesed, and we have to practice chesed to help someone else.
Okay.
Sorry?
Kids, our family, supporting our family, come under chesed or we come under ourselves?
Great question. Okay. So, Rabbeinu, so let's wrap up. In the meantime, where are we holding? We've discovered. Mitzvah Hashem says explicitly do partial ishtadlus. Rav Dessler, partial ishtadlus. Don't go overboard. Rav Volbe writes the same thing. If you do too much, it's kfira. Where are we in the picture? Where are we holding? Which field do we see that people say, you know what? Atkan. I could do more. I'm not going to do. When you buy a car, you buy a cupboard. You just randomly open up the phone book and see the carpenter take 10,000 shekel, make me a cupboard. Or we know, we check. We go and see. We ask our friends, who do you recommend? What about this guy? What do you say? Where do we practice ishtatas? Where do we practice to minimize our ishtatas? We're making a shidduch. You don't make all the phone calls possible. You say, oh, start. Or you speak, you find out, you investigate, blah, blah.
Well, maybe that's the minimum required. The phone calls.
So what does that happen? Where does our life, where do we ever stop? Where is it we could do more, we don't? I can't I don't see it.
Learning.
That's one field where Bnei Torah don't. I don't know, it's bitochen. It's a different style of life. I found two chidushim. We'll go from small to big. In a Biankov Kamenetsky, in Emes Layakov, he also brings down the Choyvas Halvovois, Chiyuv Ishtadlus, and the Ramban, no Ishtadlus. He says to Biankov Kamenetsky, we think that we are nine with the Choyvas Halvovois. The Ramban is far away from us, we're close to the Choyvas Halvovois. Says to Biankov Kamenetsky, poof, back out. We're close to the Ramban and far away from the Chovas Halvavos. Why? Because the Chovas Halvavos says that you do only partial shtadlus. The shtadlus you do doesn't help. But the Ramban, what does Ramban say? If you're at the high level, you don't do shtadlus at all. But then what happens if you're not? The Ramban has an amazing notion, which is, ooh, if you don't trust in Hashem, Hashem throws you into nature. So if you're into nature, you really need a doctor. It's not a joke. It's not a knas anymore. If you're at the high level, then my ma'arefim beis Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do everything. You don't need to go to any doctors. But if you're not that level, then you're in the hands of nature. And therefore, if you have a bacteria, you've got to take antibiotics. Not a knas. That's what you have, because you're in the hands of nature. Therefore, it's explicit. If your field's not doing well, you have a profession, you chose a profession which is good for you, you're a lawyer. Professional lawyer. And you know what? Maybe in your field, you're saturated, there's too many lawyers. Should you change your profession? It's not going. You're not finishing the month. Should you change your profession? And the Chovas Halvavos says no. Mufurish, what, you don't change? Why would you change? It's Sakho Chovas Hashtadlus. Anyway, your profession doesn't bring the money. It's a knas. It's a chov you have to do. But then the bracha will come. So why would you change your profession? That's according to Chovas Halvavos. But according to the Ramban, fakir. If you're not at the level of Rav Shem Bar Yochai, so you're in the hands of nature. By nature, if there are too many competitors, you've got to change your profession because you're not going to go. You're in the hands of nature. Safakert. So according to this, and I think that's where we live. We live like the Ramban, level B. We don't live the level of Chovas Halvavos. We think we're Chovas Halvavos. Oh, Chovas Hashtadlus. Fact that we're far away from the Chovas Halvavos. We're like Ramban, we're in the hands of nature. Rabbosai, I found B'siyata D'Shmaya, and with this shit I will finish. A revolutionary, completely different approach to all the Sugya V'Shtatlus, all that we said. And he is the Baal HaKedas Yitzchok. Baal HaKeda is from the Kadmonim. It was from the time of Spain. It was part of the expulsion. Mamash from the Shlo brings him down. The Besyos, time the precedes the Besyosef. And the HaKeda Sitzchok in Parshas Vayishlach goes to great length to speak about the Shtadlus. And he holds, as a dover pashut, as a choiv gomur, you must do all the shtadlus possible. It's a choiv gomur to do every shtadlus possible. And he says the following. There's a balance. There's a tug of war between your schusim, person has merits, spiritual merits, which are based on his pira, he chooses good, there's lots of sources. Jew is bad, he's a Rasha or a Beinoni. Versus your muzzle. Versus muzzle. Yes, it's good for him. He's healthy, he's strong, he's rich. It's bad muzzle. And your ishtadlus. These are the three factors that play a game together. Your spiritual schusim, your muzzle, and your ishtadlus. And they all combine together. So if you have bad muzzle, you have tremendous schusim, b'mashu, Hashem will help you. You don't have to do anything. Eis Hashem darki ish. If you have good muzzle and bad tzchusim, Hashem can also can mess you up, because you deserve to be punished. Hashem will mess you up. Achitofel had a wonderful eitzah, no one listened to him. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Ragloi de'inish inon areven bei. If a person needs to die, his legs will take him there. If a plane crashes, the pilot crashes the plane, there's a Jew on the plane, his legs took him in that plane. That was Zeres Shamayim. Now for the Beinoni, he's average, he doesn't have tremendous chusim are going to help him out, he doesn't have tremendous averes that mekalke him. So it depends. If he has muzzle, good muzzle, a bit of ishtadlus will be enough. If he has bad muzzle, he's going to have to do a lot of ishtadlus. But ishtadlus works. As the apostle says in Mishlei Chof Beis, Chaziso ish mahir b'melachtoi. If you see a successful person, lefnei malachim yisyatzev. The apostle says in Mishlei, Ve'yad charutzim ta'ashir. Who did the kings take? Who's hired? But the most successful people, the mutzlochim, they're hired. Yad charutzim ta'ashir. Of course, the status works. And therefore, whoever is a Beinoni, the Ashkocha won't be machriya him in any way. So if he has a muzzle, then yo'il tuva ishtadlus v'iyun hacharitzus v'toiv mazol yatzlichenu v'kashe yisatzlu v'yisrashlu b'ishtadlus. If a person will cut back on his ishtadlus, yechlash koach hamazel v'yamitu batzlochosei. As it says in Pasuk, iveres odom to Salaf Dalkoi. And therefore, he says, most people, a person, what is a person? He has to look himself as a Beinoni. Most people are Beinonim. And therefore, they have to look after the deeds, the Fakeach Ein of a Nice of Betachlis Hashkofa Vacharitzus. And they're dependent on the Charitzus Vachulsho. Therefore, what has to be done? They'll do their status and they'll daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, look, we see by David HaMelech. We see, Leiv Odom Yechash, Hashem Yochim Itzadai. Even after we do our status, we need Siyata Deshmaya. You could do your status, you could drive your car properly, and someone could crash into you. There's no end. A person thinks, knows, that even after ishtadlus, we need siyat deshmaya. You could do all your ishtadlus and do a business deal, and you'd be messed up. So in a double safe, you could make the money, get robbed the next day. You could make money, get a heart attack. Of course we need it. Even after ishtadlus, we have to do that. We need schustim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no steer to anything. We see by the Nevi'im, by Shmuel, when Shmuel was in danger, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what should I do? And Hashem said, you hide yourself. You know, I'm afraid the Shaul will see me going to anoint David. So Hashem told him, take an egglas bokor and say you're going to bring a korban. We learn from here that mokim shchiach hezekel, you have to do shtadlus. He didn't say Hashem does everything. The Ramban says on Asa, why is he being criticized for going to the doctor? You see, you don't have to go to doctors. He says, who's going to listen to Ramban? He's holy to the Ramban. Who's going to listen to Ramban? A person goes only to the doctor and doesn't daven. Of course he's criticized. We need to do both. You have to do all the shtadlus possible. And daven takosh boruch hu v'siyata deshmaya.
And good schuyos.
Yes. See, David HaMelech.
The Ramban say even a Shabbos, like in the Mechal
Why? Obviously not. Mad away from Beis Hashem. Shimon Bar Yochai. Think of Shimon Bar Yochai went to a doctor.
We were not in the Chal Shabbos for to see Shimon Bar Yochai.
Stop or not? We see by David HaMelech. David HaMelech, he did every all the status possible. He even mevaz himself, as the Navi says. He was mevaz himself. He made this like a madman. He drizzled all of his beard. They should think he's mad. What makah? Where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's not a stira. So after you do all possible, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. Habayt yaminu re'ev eini makir. Avad minayis mimeni. After David turned to all his friends, no one could help him. Then he says, "Zakti alech Hashem amarti ato machsi." And he finishes off. And we're going to finish as well. And this is why an answer tzaddik v'raloi. If you see a tzaddik, this hashkafa was saying, doing all the shtadis will help yourself, and also it's an answer for tzaddik v'raloi. You see a tzaddik v'raloi, then maybe it's his bad muzzle. Maybe he didn't do enough shtadis. Ola biyadenu. According to this Akedat Yitzchak, he has a different approach. There's a choiv gomor for anyone who's a beinoni. He can't rely on his zchuyos, and it's a choiv gomor. This is how the Nevi'im did. They're all doing the shtadlus possible, and afal pikein, it's not a stira. It's still, even after shtadlus nisiyata deshmaya, we have to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to improve our ways, because if we don't improve our ways, all the shtadlus will do will backfire on us. It's a combination of them all. But the Azul Yishtadus has to mend his ways, get all the chusim, and daven. And I think this is where we live. Because we do live. I'm not aware, I don't see people cutting back on their Yishtadus for anything else. We're doing all the Yishtadus possible. When they go to the doctor, they make sure they go, everyone goes to the best doctor. Who says, I'm going to go to the doctor, a random doctor out of the book? No one does that. Everyone goes and speaks to Fira and Mavara and pay the best money they have to get the best doctor. Makara. Why? If it's just do a minimum, it's a knas. We don't live that way. I think these two Mahalchim, the Ramban according to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, you're back into Teva, not like the Chovas Avavas, or the Akedas Yitzchak, that this is the Tzura. You have to do all that you can and daven and get all your Tzusim. Shuzoicha to all the Siyat Yishmaya. Thank you very much. Shizkele mitzvahs.